You're listening to SBS News.
With 457 aged care residents having died across the country, 900 more infected, and the nation's economy marching towards its largest ever contraction, Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has taken aim at the Victorian Premier.
This is an unprecedented economic shock to the nation. But what we've seen in Victoria has been a litany of failures. And as the National Treasurer, as the Federal Treasurer, I am seeing the economic cost of what is transpiring in Victoria. This has to be the biggest public policy failure by a state government in living memory.
But Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews wasn't hitting back.
I'm not here to argue with Josh Frydenberg. I haven't got time to have an argument with him or a debate or even a discussion. I'm very focused on getting the job done. None of us have the luxury to be playing politics with these things. I'm just not going to do that.
Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers says the spray from Mr. Frydenberg is just a political distraction.
Well, it's nothing but a really transparent attempt to distract people from the Treasurer's own failings on the economy. I think people are getting a bit tired of this act where Josh Frydenberg and Scott Morrison think they're responsible for everything that goes well and somebody else is responsible for everything that's gone badly. In aged care, the Morrison government's failures are costing lives. And in the economy, the Morrison government's failures are costing jobs.
With Parliament returning for a second sitting week, the embattled aged care minister, Richard Colbeck, has again defended his handling of the crisis.
So, yes, the responsibility for primarily funding and regulating the aged care sector is a Commonwealth responsibility. But we are also in a global pandemic here, and we have a significant public health emergency in Victoria. That's why the public health emergency has been declared by the Victorians. This is a joint effort.
The minister announced a further $563 million for the sector, including $245 million to extend the COVID supplement to aged care providers and $154 million to extend workforce retention payments for staff. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese again used question time to call on the Prime Minister Scott Morrison to sack Minister Colbeck.
Aged care residents are now so neglected that up to half are suffering from malnutrition, one had ants crawling from open wounds, and over 400 have died from COVID-19. Why does the current aged care minister still have his job?
The Prime Minister.
Speaker, because under this aged care minister, $1.5 billion of additional support has been put into the aged care sector during the COVID-19 crisis.
That explanation's still not enough for Labor. And you can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.